Hello, welcome to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on to MC Brett Van Heekren. Thank you so much for your company. Well, the post-punk 80s era was all about pushing boundaries, exploring unconventional structures, experimental soundscapes, introspective lyrics and socio-political commentary. So the idea of pulling together a hit parade of post-punk tunes is probably a bit of an anomaly because creating hits was not what the genre was about. However, the artists that drove the genre inevitably influenced modern music and, in turn, the nature of what hits might actually sound like in the genre's aftermath. So this week on Alt.80s, I'm offering a post-punk hit parade. Let's just say it's a parade of artists that represent that early sound that was punk-influenced, art-rock-inspired, innovative in use of synth and guitar, and also managed to kind of squeeze in a bit of a hint of a pop hook into their songs. The Alt.80s post-punk hit parade will attempt to offer a diverse range of approaches to the post-punk sound and feature artists that you are likely to find on most post-punk best-of lists. We'll open the program with two bands that really set the tone for the post-punk sound.
Is it any wonder?
UK post-punk band Wire from their 1979 album 154 and the track Map Reference 41 degrees north, 93 degrees west. It's hard to imagine post-punk even existing as a genre tag without this band. Wire's unique fusion of punk energy, art rock, experimentation, and minimalist approach to their music really helped solidify their place as one of the most influential bands in the post-punk movement. And from 1986, the album Strange Times, Swamp Thing by the Chameleons, who crafted lush, atmospheric soundscapes that exemplified the best qualities of post-punk with their chiming guitars, poetic lyrics that kind of elevated them to cult status. Songs like Swamp Thing, that I played for you, demonstrate the band's ability to balance emotional intensity with engaging melody, making the Chameleons a quintessential post-punk band, certainly in the eyes of genre aficionados. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week, an Alt.80s post-punk hit parade. Up next, a couple of tracks from post-punk bands that gave us guitars with attitude. We'll be right back.
pyramid when you think about it that you're mine.
That's the Au Pairs, formed in Birmingham in 1978. Their 1981 debut album, Playing With A Different Sex, is considered a post-punk classic with strong, sarcastic songs such as It's Obvious and the track I played for you this week, We're So Cool, taking a dry look at gender relations. And Gang of Four's debut album, Entertainment, long since provided a crash course in the post-punk aesthetic, where a bit of dub, a bit of funk, all find equal footing with minimalism and fury-driven rock, sprinkled with lyrics that denounced consumer culture, the sensationalist press, and the nature of pop music itself. Gang of Four's innovative sound and social commentary made them an influential force in the post-punk landscape, and from that debut, you heard I Found That Essence Rare. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week, an Alt.80s post-punk hit parade. We'll be right back.
are chopping up my stomping thoughts. Self-doubt and selfism were the cheapest things I ever bought. When you said to love, to win the back of love. When you said to love.
Echo and the Bunnymen, whose 1984 single Killing Moon is regarded as a post-punk masterpiece. But that combination of power and moodiness that defined the genre can be heard in much of their earlier work, especially their 1983 album Porcupine, that featured that powerful single that I played for you this week, The Back of Love. And The Sound, criminally underrated post-punk outfit known for their emotive lyrics and impassioned performances. Songs like Missiles and the track I played for this week, Winning, cementing The Sound's place in the pantheon of post-punk greats. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on to MCE. And this week, an Alt.80s post-punk hit parade. And this next bracket features artists that brought the darkness of goth, harshness of punk, and a hint of pop to offer a different colour to the post-punk palette.
You done to her? Mary Adelaide.
one right up top of mine. I start to cry. I start to cry. What hero walking? Tell me why.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, synonymous with dark and brooding undercurrents of post-punk, thanks to Nick Cave's vivid storytelling and really captivating stage presence. The Bad Seeds were Nick Cave's follow-up band after the demise of The Birthday Party, and you heard the title cut from the band's 1984 debut, From Her to Eternity. And Susie Sue, who started playing music in the punk anarchy of the Sex Pistols 1970s, but when she invited magazine guitarist John McGeoch into a band, goth pioneers Susie and the Banshees helped create a whole new sound, came together on the 1981 album Juju, a dark concept record that ditched electronic sounds for McGeoch's foreboding guitars. The album is seen as a landmark album of post-punk, and you heard Arabian Nights. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week it's an Alt.80s post-punk hit parade. And a standout feature of the post-punk sound was the experimental approach to creating atmosphere and soundscapes, and the next two bands delivered this in spades.
have to. Maybe it's just overrated. Maybe I'm just isolated. We walk the streets together. We walk the streets together. But you don't like my friends.
Sheffield post-punk band The Compsat Angels with Total War from their 1980 debut Waiting for a Miracle. Considered one of the original post-punk bands, their approach was characterised by very sparse instrumentation, abstract songwriting and dark, brooding atmosphere. And Joy Division stands tall as one of the most influential post-punk bands of all time, with their dark, melancholic sound setting the stage for many artists to follow. Hauntingly beautiful tracks like Love Will Tear Us Apart and Atmosphere, and the track you heard, Heart and Soul, from the 1980 Closer album. They showcase Ian Curtis's sombre introspective lyrics and distinctive plaintive voice, all characteristics of the post-punk genre. This is Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and this week an Alt.80s post-punk hit parade.
Till you're back on the board. That way, is the best time on the Atlantic. We'll all climb that way.
Distinctive sound of the Go-Betweens. Look, post-punk bands who resisted synthesizers were likely to embrace, you know, trebly, jangly guitars that produce that bird-style jangle. And I tell you what, no one did it better than Brisbane band the Go-Betweens and their distinctive approach to post-punk that was ever present on their second album, Before Hollywood, released in 1983. And from that album you heard That Way. Well, you've been listening to Alt.80s, the 80s music program with a bit of an alternative spin on 2MCE, and I hope you enjoyed the Alt.80s post-punk hit parade. I really couldn't throw together a list of this nature that didn't include one of the icons of the genre, Manchester Band Magazine, a band that thrived on experimentation and innovation, incorporating a diverse array of influences into their distinctive post-punk sounds. I leave you with one of their poppiest tunes, A Song from Under the Floorboards. For more alternative 80s music, join me again next Tuesday from 6 on 2MCE. This is
I'm proud as hell of that fact. Listen.